This is CNN Student News. Welcome to Wednesday's edition of our commercial-free show. I'm Carl Azus. First up, the White House has released a new report on climate change. It says that the global climate is getting worse and that it hopes this report will influence Americans to support government action and community action to fight climate change. Some Republicans call this report a political tool. They say it's being released so the Obama administration can make changes to energy laws, changes that critics say would hurt the American economy. Officials with the Obama administration plan to fan out across the country, carrying messages from the report of how different regions could be affected.
Here's what the report lays out for our future. The Northeast can expect more heat waves, increased coastal sea level surge flooding, and more severe inland flash flooding. The Southeast will see new freshwater issues due to drought and increased population, as well as increased ocean surge flooding from tropical systems along the coast. The Midwest, yes, there will be a longer growing season, but more extreme heat waves, droughts, and flash flooding may counteract that positive. The Plains will experience an increased demand for water and energy due to the higher temperatures. In the Southwest, severe droughts and wildfires will increase. Fresh water may become more scarce than it already is. The Northwest, earlier than normal snowmelt may stress summer water supplies in the river systems there. In Alaska, retreating glaciers, receding summer ice levels, and thawing permafrost will cause damage to infrastructure and ecosystems. And finally, the ocean. It is absorbing carbon dioxide as carbonic acid, and it's rapidly changing the pH worldwide. It's called ocean acidification, stressing marine ecosystems, coral reefs, and the food chain.